The sermon had 4 points. The first was ugly, but also a little beautiful. The next was ugly and only ugly. The third was you could tell it beforehand. And the fourth was ridiculous, but very beautiful. The first thing in the story is ugly, but also beautiful. It's ugly that this son, he wants everything from his father, what he would get when the father died, and then he leaves the house. It's ugly. Ugly that a human being lives his life without God. And it's beautiful that God, he is that kind of a father who gives responsibility to us so that we could do it. It's not good when we do it, but it's beautiful that God gave us that responsibility. The next point is ugly and not beautiful, because this son, he leaves home and he gives away all his money for very bad things. The women he lays with, he doesn't love them and they don't love him. Why should they? He is a man without, he's not trustworthy. And the friends he has, and he drives big cars, he has wonderful evenings together with them, but for no reason, only to get drunk and to be together with other women and to use money for their own sake. That's ugly and very ugly. That is also written in novels, and you could see it in movies, how the world lives. That's not beautiful. And nobody gave him anything. Who would give anything to such a man? The third point is, who tell it beforehand, that this man comes to a point where he has to find a new way. And the new way is to return. But he doesn't think that he could return and be forgiven. He thinks he should return and then do something to get some food. I will be a worker in my father's farm, he says. And that's like people, in a religious way, return to God. They don't know God's forgiveness by grace. This son didn't know it. And then we come to the fourth point, which is ridiculous, but beautiful. It's ridiculous that this father, he comes and receives his son. By grace, he takes him back. And such a father doesn't exist here on earth, but in heaven. This father is the one who sent his only begotten son to us and who died on the cross. In this way, God, in a ridiculous way for the world to see, saves us. It's beautiful. That's how Christianity is. That is salvation by grace alone. Therefore, we also cling to the gospel. We cling to the baptism. We cling to Lord's Supper, because there we have forgiveness. Amen.